The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk a little bit more about Minister for Health, Jennifer Carolyn McNeill, who was on News Talk Breakfast earlier today. She was talking about, amongst other things, the drop in the number of people on trolleys over the St. Patrick's Day weekend compared to the previous bank holiday. Take a little listen.
Yesterday morning on my way back from the airport, I was in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day at about 6 a.m. I visited Beaumont, I visited the Mater to check in, see how things were. Staff were under less pressure, there were vacancies, there were spaces in the hospital if people did present. 60% of our consultants are on the public only contract, which means that they are available to be rostered, not on call, but to be rostered. I have also asked Bernard Gloucester, and I'm getting the initial results back, to do a detailed analysis of all of the consultant contracts. Already I'm seeing that it's way over indexed on Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
So are you saying that literally working practices have been one of the obstacles to patients getting adequate care or patient-centric healthcare being delivered in this country?
I'm saying that I looked at the rosters and the performance over the St. Bridget's Day weekend, and I was appalled at the discharge between the admissions and discharges. And I looked at the rosters and I found that of the third of the hospitals that I looked at, only 10% of the consultants and senior decision makers were there. No wonder we had a problem. I want patients to have this as their new expectation. I want the people of Ireland to have this as their new expectation, and I want people working in the hospital system to have a much better, more stable system to be able to work
in. The new normal?
It better be.
So that was Jennifer Carolyn McNeill, who's now Minister for Health, on News Talk Breakfast this morning. With me in studio, Professor Matthew Sadlier, our Chairman of the Consultant Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation. Matthew, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So I doubt Jennifer Carolyn McNeill thinks this was the only factor, but she was quite clear in that clip that we just played that she was appalled at the rostering she saw over the Bridget's Bank Holiday weekend. She made adjustments and changes to that for the Paddy's Day Bank Holiday weekend, and there was fewer people on trolleys as a result. Is she right?
My only answer to that is very hard to know. I mean, I don't know, is there a detailed breakdown of what rostering changes happened in all the hospitals over that weekend? What was the number of people who presented to the hospital over that weekend? We know that there's many seasonal factors that determine who turns up to hospital. Weather is a very big one. St. Patrick's Day, as we know, is a festival. Many people would avoid care sometimes around the Christmas period, around festival periods. So we don't know. I mean, the core numbers, she is correct. There was less people on trolleys this St. Patrick's weekend than there was last year, and there was less than there was in the most equivalent bank holiday. But we are coming out of the winter crisis. We are coming into the summer, which historically has had lower hospital numbers. And it really probably isn't until the next back end of the year that we'll be able to work out exactly where we are on that. You know, in regards to consultants being on call and being rostered, I actually was on call for the Mater Hospital this weekend. I turned up to the ED on Saturday, and yes, it was actually historically low. We, in my specialty, had one of the lowest numbers of people presenting to the hospital for care that we've had in my time working there in 8 years for reasons, but I mean, it's fluctuant. And I suppose one of the issues that she's going to run into is that, so I'll just take my own personal example.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm a psychiatrist, but I work in a general hospital. I worked all of last week, Monday to Friday, and I'm working all of this week, Tuesday to Friday, because there is a bank holiday. I was on call for the weekend. Now, under employment law, I'm allowed to be on call for the weekend and work the weekend in front and the weekend after, the week after. If I was rostered, I would now be not at work today, because European working law, Irish working legislation, prevents people from working more than a certain number of days in a row and a certain number of hours in the week. So the way consultants have historically worked by on call, you are getting a large number of hours of consultant workforce, where I was on call for 72 hours in a row, which I was able to do legally. But if I was being rostered to be in the hospital on site for a period of that time, you would run into difficulties, which means the only concern we have is that by rostering consultants at weekends, without increasing the consultant numbers, are you robbing Peter to pay Paul? Are you moving work that's happening on a Tuesday to the weekend?
Well, I was going to ask that question next. I mean, she talks about the 5 and 7 model going forward, that we don't think of the working week as Monday to Friday and then the weekend off, that there's this, you work 5 days out of 7 and the kind of workload is spread. But the way you describe it, that only works. It would set aside kind of contracts that already exist and having to go back and revise them and all of that. But setting that aside, that only works if you actually increase the number of consultants. If you're talking about kind of people being in the hospital more, then you're talking about more work. And unless you're expecting the people who are already working to do more work, you need more people.
Well, legally they can't. You know, we know that consultants already work well over their allocated number of hours on average. And we know that they're bumping up against legal working limits. And there are legal working limits in the payment, the Wages Act and the European Working Time Directive that Ireland has clearly signed up to. So one of the issues that you then run into is this issue of scheduled care, okay, which would be elective care, which is outpatient care, elective scheduled surgery, versus unscheduled care, which is what happens in the emergency department.
Yeah.
And what we talk about in hospitals is we have on-call teams, and the on-call team is the team that responds to what happens in the emergency department.
Yeah.
Now, the minister this morning conflated a little bit scheduled care and unscheduled care, where she talked about having outpatient appointments on a Saturday, where she talked about having outpatient appointments late on a Tuesday evening. Now, one of the problems with that is a whole of hospital response. So if you want to run an orthopaedic outpatient clinic, for example, you have to have your what we call plaster nurses, so the person who takes casts off and put casts on.
Yeah.
You have to have physiotherapist there to assess patients. You have to have the administrative staff to book people in, book people out, get files and notes from storage, or if you've got an IT system, someone who's can work the IT system, you know. So that is not just senior decision makers and consultants that need to be involved.
Yeah, well, I'll give an example, and I talked about it on this show before relatively recently. I was in hospital for an outpatient appointment. I was in and out in just a few hours, kind of a small cardiac appointment, and ultimately I saw the cardiologist, the person who might be described as the senior decision maker, but I saw about eight other people.
Yes.
Between the time I walked in the door and to the time I left, at least eight other people. Hmm. So all of those people would have to be rostered on to work as well if that appointment was at 9 o'clock at
every
night.
Every specialty has moved to this concept of multidisciplinary care.
Yeah.
And multidisciplinary teams. So if you're talking about scheduled care, you need your multidisciplinary teams. Now, for urgent care, you often do need multidisciplinary teams. And I'm not, you know, disparaging any other specialty, but often in emergency care, you need a smaller team to deal with that acute problem. Now, the longer term recovery often needs the multidisciplinary team.
Yeah.
You know, so scheduling on staff to cover the emergency department and what comes into an emergency department and the problems. But as well as, you know, for consultants to work effectively, you need radiology, you need your laboratories working, you need all your other facilities working, which in general, in most hospitals in the country, do work on a 24/7 basis. And they do cover the urgent care that is there. The problem we would have, and we'd have two or three problems. One is this making the staff work more hours, and this is not going to compensate for the lack of beds we have in our hospital system. We have roughly the same number of beds now that we did into year 2000, while our population is about 1 million and a bit people more than it was. And as we know, our population is increasing, but it's also aging. You know, Ireland, we had a large amount of emigration from the country in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, which means that actually our cohort of people in their 70s, 80s and 90s is smaller as a proportion than most countries in Europe.
But it's going to get bigger.
But that emigration fortunately stopped, turned into migration, which is a good thing. But essentially that means that there is a cohort of older people coming and they need more medical attention. You know, and that is going to happen. So we do need more beds. We need about 5,000 extra beds at this moment in time. I know the government is planning to introduce them, but we need them now, not in the future.
And what she might say, or what her defenders might say, is that you do free up some space in the hospital and you free up some of those beds by Saturdays and Sundays being no different than a Monday or Tuesday, and people kind of being discharged as they would be midweek.
Absolutely. Well, you can do. But the other problem with discharging is quite often what happens with a discharge is a discharge is more got to do what's going on in the community than it is what's going on in the hospital. I mean, it's easy to discharge somebody from a hospital.
Does it happen on Saturday and Sundays, though, as often as midweek?
It does happen
midweek,
on Saturday and Sundays.
But not as often, though, I wouldn't think.
But not, see, a lot, but why not is the problem. And some of that problem is issues, as I was saying, to do with what goes on outside of the hospital. You know, I know of patients who have been tried to be discharged over bank holiday weekend and their Meals on Wheels weren't able to be set up until the Tuesday. So you'd have sent someone home on a Saturday and they wouldn't have had a dinner for 2 days. You know, so it's that community service aspect of sending people home.
Or if somebody's been discharged to the nursing home, they mightn't be in a position
to... Now, nursing homes invariably do work 7 days a week as well because they have residents in there. Mm. But you are talking about community services, you're talking about public health nurses, you're talking about dressings being changed, you're talking about somebody to come and make sure someone has got the right pain relief and all these sort of things. So you're talking about community services having to step up to a 7/7 principle as well to accommodate people being discharged from hospital.
In principle, is it a good system though to move to the 5/7 that we don't think of Monday to Friday, then Saturday, Sunday anymore?
Absolutely, in principle, it is the system. It's the logistics of getting there, and for unscheduled care, 100%. Now, with scheduled care, you know, we've tried in the past to run late night clinics and that, and patients, you know, you have to talk to the patient groups as well. And some patients like late night clinics, but invariably most patients, you know, your children are in creche Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You have facilities, public transport works better Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and all these factors. I mean, trying to run an outpatient clinic in some of the places I've worked on a Sunday with the bus routes that, you know, are scaled down on a Sunday will be very challenging, I imagine, for a large number of patients. So we have to have a bigger talk about this. And essentially, my core point is that this is not all about consultants and senior decision makers. We need a whole of hospital approach and we need a whole of health service approach.
Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's chairman of the Consultant Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, the IMO. Matthew, thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.